On the show today, we have Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union's very own Michael Dubuque talking about their new prize-linked savings program called Win Strong. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Dubuque from Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm great today, Michael. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Welcome. You're welcome. And it looks like a nice sunny day there where you guys are. You're in Boston, right?
We are. We're about 35 minutes north of Boston. Okay. It's sunny, it's cold, but it's at least the sun's out
right now. The sun is out. At least you're getting some vitamin D. That's a good thing these days for sure. Hey, let's talk about something else really cool going on at your credit union. Your Win Strong Savings Program that you guys have announced. And we were talking before the recording that I was just on your website and you guys have that right up front. And so, yeah, and kudos to you guys and your marketing team as well for putting that right up front to promote the heck out of that. So tell us a little bit before we get into the details here, give us a quick overview of the Win Strong Savings Account program that you guys have started.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to talk about this today. It's a newer product for us, which is in part why we have a big splash going on our website and social media and otherwise. And essentially, the Win Strong product is a prize-linked savings program. And so the concept of prize-linked savings is ultimately to add extra incentive for our members who save. So in addition to the interest earned, which is obviously typical, they also can earn chances to win cash prizes. So we're going to have drawings on a monthly and a quarterly and a big annual prize. And so ultimately, the members are incented to do so, to save, so that they can increase their likelihood of winning these prizes. So it's exciting.
Cool.
And it's been well received right out of the gate, and we hope to be able to grow on that.
Dare I say what some of these prizes are? Are you keeping those under wraps?
They're not under wraps. The big prize is $5,000.
Yeah.
We're again have one big grand prize winner.
Wow.
And quarterly, we'll have two prize winners of $500 each. And five smaller monthly prizes. So collectively, a lot of chances to win and for us to promote those winners and hopefully increase our member savings.
Yeah. And so how does a member achieve, do they have to reach certain levels of savings or how do they win the grand prize, so to speak, or even smaller prizes?
So I'm glad you asked that. That's a great question. Essentially, what we're going to do is look at the balances in these Win Strong savings account month over month. And for every $25 increase in the balance, a member earns one chance in each of the drawings, up to four chances per drawing.
Nice. And then, so I want to step back for a second. So why did you guys start this? I'll ask how it works later, but why did you start this? What sparked the idea? Because in 2020, there were a lot of reports that, savings has really gone up. So because of, obviously we couldn't do anything. So what else are you going to do but sit there and save your money, hopefully? So what sparked this idea?
So, you're right. Obviously, I think many financial institutions and credit unions saw an unexpected growth in deposits in 2020. So it wasn't driven by the need to, from a financial institution standpoint or business to go and find a more creative way to increase deposits. It really was, it's about the member.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission here at Jeanne d'Arc is to help our members make smart financial choices. And we really feel that this product aligns with that effort. So that's, in short, ultimately why we launched the program. I will say, to add some context to that, there were probably three drivers behind a conversation through the launch of the product in January of this year, so just a few weeks ago. We have a team of vice presidents who get together consistently, and they talk about more the tactical and execution on our business priorities. Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned that, the helping members make better choices. And so this product, in terms of the PrizeLink savings, WinStrong is a proprietary brand and really custom built for our membership. But the concept of PrizeLink savings is not new. It actually has a history of hundreds of years over in Europe, but only recently here in the United States, because there was legislation up until 2014, actually, which did not allow banks and credit unions to offer what might be considered a lottery, that states could really do that. And so we had our hands tied up until, not too long ago. And so one of the vice presidents in that monthly meeting came up with the idea of maybe considering whether it's something that would work here at John Dark. And the Commonwealth of Mass had actually just a few years ago allowed that product to be developed and offered. And surprisingly, there were only two others in the state that had, up to this point, launched it. So,
wow,
which is exciting and presents a great opportunity for us and our members. So it started with that idea. That's number one. Number two is that change in legislation, again, at the federal level. It wasn't until 2014. There were some states, Michigan and Minnesota specifically, that actually started and partnered up a number of credit unions to offer through Wincentive this program to some of their members at their credit unions out there. And that's what prompted the momentum to get the 2014 American Savings Promotion Act passed, which then opened it up for states individually to allow their credit unions to roll this out. And so that's, number one and number two. And the third, I'd say, is really the support from Mark Cochran, our CEO. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, like everybody else in 2020, managing through the pandemic and being real selective on where we could allocate resources and approve projects at the organizational level, we had to be real thoughtful in those that made it to the top of that list. And so I give Mark a lot of credit for understanding the potential opportunity and benefits for our members and for, for really supporting this product development and the launch. And at the time, we had a proposed date of January 1st, which is probably a little slower than we would have otherwise, but based on the circumstances, it was appropriate. And so I really, from inception and the idea to do it here, at that vice president level, through the support of Mark, got us to where we are today.
Yeah. What's the time duration on this? Does it last the entire year? Is it like 3 months, or what's the time duration for the program?
Sure. So the there's a couple answers to that question, I guess. In terms of qualifying for prizes, you can do so right away. We're going to look at the previous month compared to this month. Okay. This month's balance and put the drawing entries in accordingly. We're not looking to make this more difficult than it has to be to prevent loopholes. Ultimately, the end result is we want to have more members making better choices and improve their saving habits and their interest in finding ways to save their money. And if that's the end result collectively, then that's a win. Mm-hmm. I will. The second part of that answer is that in order to ensure and create some stickiness, and again, we didn't completely reinvent the wheel here, then we do have some limitations on withdrawals from the account. So annually, there's an open period where withdrawals can be taken without any kind of limitations or repercussions, et cetera. Through the year, however, there are penalties for withdrawals. And after three withdrawals, then you're actually, we would have to close the product and have them move to a typical savings account.
Okay.
It's unique in that we're leading with the carrot of the opportunity to win, but we also want to make sure that we're helping them make it a little bit more difficult or take away any incentive to remove funds from that savings account. And so from that aspect of it, it really becomes on the surface a 12-month commitment to increasing your savings during that time.
Love it. Yeah. And that's, as you're talking the whole time, I'm thinking about, like you said before, just developing good habits, savings habits for people. Because for years, I mean, I've been talking to credit unions like you guys and other folks out there of how people aren't saving money. And, like for a lot of people in the country, they didn't have like any like emergency funds. If their refrigerator broke, or if they needed new tires in the car, there was nothing. Yeah. So now programs like this, I think, are just such a no-brainer that would just be everybody should, I mean, that's just my thought process though, but I think everybody should have something like this.
It's spot on. And those, you know, those data points were part of the conversations that we had initially, you know, how scary and the responsibility that we have to recognize and identify some possible solutions for just that thing where our members don't have the liquidity or the savings to deal with an expected emergency for, you know, something as relatively small as a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And so we hope that between this and some of the lending products that we're also looking to continue to enhance for that reason, that we can be part of the solution and not the problem, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's a part of it. And the benefit to the members, if I can kind of transition into that.
Sure.
And again, I give Mark credit for recognizing that. And this idea and the momentum came from that vice president group. And so I was fortunate enough to twofold. One, to kind of hear more about the product. I was familiar with it from some relationships, some friends I have in the credit unions over in Minnesota specifically. But I didn't know the real detail behind it. And so to be able to better understand the reasons why our members will benefit. And also we felt that it could be successful in a short time period had to do with some of the history of it. And so it was interesting for me to really understand the behavioral economics that had studied on these over the few years that they have been in existence. So specifically, and I mentioned Minnesota and Michigan, when those credit unions first rolled these programs out, they actually collaborated with a group of researchers from Harvard Business School. And what they found was that this product would resonate and did resonate with the lower to moderate income demographic. Yeah. And that people tend to be more comfortable with making an effort to save right off the bat if they can tie it to something that's tangible. So the chance to win a prize when the lottery winners at the state level are in the media actually adds to the likelihood that our members will save, which was interesting. They also found that they would increase the level of saving. So A, they'll save, and B, they'll increase their level of saving to increase the likelihood of winning to get that second, third, and fourth chance in the lottery.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's a game, even if the odds are minimal.
Right.
So they're really not tied to the likelihood. They're tied to the potential, which was interesting. And so I thought that, you know, the case study aspect of it to me was really what drove home the fact that this can work and it will work. And the other part that I thought was wild, and especially here in Massachusetts, where the lottery is actually a very successful driver of revenue for the state, is in these other states where they had some historic data to look at, areas that had high adoption rate and a material amount of members taking advantage of this product, they actually saw a decrease in state lottery play in those same areas. So members, instead of spending their money at the state level to lose, are paying themselves for the chance to win.
Ah.
It's that change in financial behavior, the collective increase in financial wellness, is what we're hoping to recognize here.
Yeah. And that financial wellness, so that's been cropping up a lot the last few years too. And that just psychologically, what that does to the consumer or the member in this case, for me, it just gives you so much more confidence if you have that cushion, that savings account there, that,
absolutely,
you know, it could, you know, help, you know, in consuming products or saving for a home or a car or whatever, just gives you that. So, and if there's an emergency that crops up, hey, we're okay, we can weather it type of stuff. So psychologically, it's just huge as well, I would think too.
Yeah, it can be a difference maker.
No doubt. So what are some of the goals that you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, the big one is to develop these you know, good financial habits for your members. Do you guys have any other goals in mind with this program?
So I would say, in short, the goal is to continue to enhance our efforts to help as many members as we can, right? And so you led off the conversation with recognizing positioning of this product on the landing page of our site, and that and coordination with some of the social media efforts, but also our daily conversations with our members about WinStrong, which again is consistent with the WinCentive program out in the Minnesota area. So our WinStrong conversations with our members and helping them to understand the benefits, we really expect that we can continue to try to help as many people as many members. And ultimately, there's also the likelihood and the great potential to grow membership. So not only help our current members, but also increase, you know, the financial wellness of the communities in which we serve. Ultimately, that's our goal. I will say in the few weeks that this product has been live, that we have well over 100 accounts open, which we consider a success. And I think we'll look more at kind of what's the watermark that we can set in 2021, and then make some long-term goals, set some long-term goals on really where we can grow this product and these balances too.
Right on. Yeah, I love stories like this where there's just, I mean, the credit union gains so much more value as well, just by offering this type of thing. And I think your members would look to your credit union as, wow, this is so much more valuable because of what they're doing. And, you know, I have this huge cushion in my savings account now. And thanks to them, you know, they helped me do it. So that's, I think it's a, sounds like a two-way street.
Well, it's great for you to recognize that and point that out when we've only been chatting about it for a while. I think that's what we're hoping for. And the opportunity for us to be an early adapter in the state and to roll this out to our, you know, again, our communities, we really think that we'll get some traction. I also hope that becomes something that we start to see is more prevalent, you know, not only in this area, but just across the country. And so I will add, you know, that any other credit unions that might be listening that have an interest in looking into this product or better understand how it works, I'm happy to be a resource. I'm happy to take a phone call or an email. I'd like to help be part of the reason why this becomes something that the credit union movement can better embrace and help more members.
Yeah, that was part of the reason I wanted to do this conversation as well, is that spread the word out there so other people go, hey, let's try that at our place too. So yeah, great stuff.
Awesome.
Anything else here to add, Mike? Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up? I mean, I love stories like this, and I can't wait to see how it really, the even more results, you know, 6 months down the line or so, see how it's going for you guys. So just really like this.
Yeah, great. I would love to continue to stay in touch, and I can tell you hopefully some success stories. I would just say to provide information behind my last comment, our website is www.jdcu.org, mm-hmm. and information right on the landing page about the program and the product. And you can find me on the site as well, and feel free to reach out. I want to ultimately take advantage of this opportunity to help people, both our members, but also, you know, other credit unions who are looking for an opportunity to help their membership. And relative to the benefits and the advantages that we think we'll find long-term, the lift is pretty light. So it's a very doable thing.
Yep, I think so too. Good stuff. Great message to end on. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and good luck with the program. Yeah, let's check in again in about 6 months or so and see what the results are, and keep on moving. Keep that motivation, keep the momentum going.
I love it. Thanks, Michael.
All right, Mike. Well done.